Get out now, we mean it. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Russia is promising to pull its forces back from Georgia by August 22nd, but the United States is demanding faster action.
It didn't take them really 3 or 4 days to get into Georgia, and it really shouldn't take them 3 or 4 days to get out.
National Security Spokesman Gordon Jandro, who is also demanding that Russia return several U.S. Humvees they confiscated.
If the Russians have it, it needs to be returned immediately.
He was so mad he used his middle school principal's voice. Meantime, the British Foreign Secretary was using his Masterpiece Theater voice to threaten Russia with the end of business as usual.
We're all going to be clear. I said last week that business as usual would not be an option.
That's right. So the Russians had better take note. You are risking an unrelenting barrage of NATO soundbites. As for Russia's ambassador to NATO, he saw no moral difference between the invasion of Georgia and what the U.S. did in Iraq. But that's the Russians for you. Personally, I see some pretty clear differences. For one thing, the Russians actually took the advice of Colin Powell and went in with overwhelming force. Also, the territory that Russia decided to invade is just across its border, not thousands of miles away, so their soldiers can spend weekends at home. And finally, the Russians invaded a territory where a substantial number of the residents apparently want them there. That is really not fair. By the way, those confiscated Humvees were left over from a July military exercise between Georgian and U.S. troops, so it'd be nice to have them back, because I'm guessing we're going to need to run those exercises again. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.